This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You know, yeah.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm happy to see there's so many people on social media platforms. And do you mind if I just deal with the squeaky wheel? It's interesting how many people are talking about, yeah, we've seen this and we knew this was coming and we knew that was coming. Did you do anything to stand against it? 330 million people in this country submitting to 1.7% of the population. They're constantly belittling the American people's efforts in defying these unconstitutional orders by listening to the propagandists coming from, well, the, today's conservatives, yesterday's liberals. Again, put that up against Matthew 5:13. It's all propaganda. Ephesians 4:14 comes to my aid. Your job is Ephesians 5:11. I mean, now people are gloating about, yeah, we've seen this and we've seen that and we've seen this over here. What did you do to put a stop to it? What are you doing today to put a stop to what's going on here? Because if you're just saying, well, you know what, we'll vote them out next time. You are ignorant. You understand nothing about where you came from. Therefore, you understand as to nowhere in the future as to where you're going to be going. Because you're not going to have a future if you keep letting these people set the narrative. Okay? Here's the deal. Impeachment is not enough. Prosecution is the answer. Impeachment is not enough. Prosecution is the answer. Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. I mean, folks, you almost act like I'm the one rebelling against the law when I'm making reference to the law, telling the American people to be the law that God has called them to be and the strength of that law that God has called them to be. Remember, we the people? Remember, they, those that serve we the people? Yes, we love government in this country, but we hate corruption. And if one of the purpose, one of the three purposes is to restrain men from sin, why are you letting them promote sin? Why are you allowing them to broadcast and promulgate sin? Opposite of their very purpose, friends. Opposite of their very purpose. I want to take up my friend Nick, who's an RN in the state of Minnesota. We had him on for a short time yesterday. A very short time. And I want to let him vent a little bit more than I gave him the opportunity to do so yesterday. And I want you to listen carefully as to how you hear the mainstream media and what's actually happening in the hospitals. Okay? Nick, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Why don't you go ahead and share with people your findings as an eyewitness, as an ear witness, to what is actually happening in contrast as the house to the mainstream media is continuously broadcasting their propaganda.
Absolutely. I can do that. I've been in contact with some people here the last week. Down in the metro, so in Minneapolis, St. Paul area. And they are seeing huge influxes of patients coming in to the hospital. They're waiting for over 12 hours in the emergency room. Every single bed is full. If people had elective surgeries, they had to recover and they stayed right in the operating room to be cared for because they didn't have a place to put them. The people that are coming in have failure to thrive, so they're on a real steep decline in health all of a sudden. They're not eating, they're not drinking. You know, it's kind of just looking like end of life for them. A lot of coagulation issues, DVTs, pulmonary embolisms, heart attacks, strokes, and a large influx of suicidal patients. And all this happened just all of a sudden, kind of been gradually going up, but they really noticed it to where it's impacting their bed statuses of these hospitals. But what the media then turns around in these hospitals, they're playing right along with it. They're turning out and telling their staff and telling the public, well, we're running into this crisis because COVID-19.
Yeah.
And it's exactly the opposite. It's a COVID-19 experimental injection.
Uh-huh. Oh, so what you're saying is it's because of the, you're talking about the people that have taken these experimental injections that are filling the beds that now have this Delta variant. Isn't that not, in fact, a side effect, one of the over 400 adverse side effects of the vaccinations? Does that come into play concerning this conversation anywhere, Nick?
100%.
Yep. Can you explain that to the people so they can understand that what these propagandists are sharing with them through the mainstream media, the opposite is true. So it's the vaccinated that are filling the beds, not the non-vaccinated people.
Correct. And
okay.
To cause more fear to try to get the unvaccinated that they're, you know, guilting into the unvaccinated, another way to, cause diversity in this country. They're saying that it's the unvaccinated's fault when, in fact, the vaccinated are the ones that are reaping the curse. And, you know,
that's right.
Well,
that's right.
No other way around it. It's Hosea 4:6. My people will be destroyed for lack of knowledge, and that's exactly what's happening today.
Okay, so I have in front of me right now, Nick, in Israel and in Australia, Health Impact News is reporting that 95 to 99% of the hospitalized are fully vaccinated. So they're confirming and reaffirming exactly what you're telling us right now in the state of Minnesota, that it's the vaccinated are the ones that are the issue in the hospitals, not the non-vaccinated.
Correct. And I'm not saying, obviously, there's some unvaccinated people that come in with whatever sort of issue that we've always taken care of people, so it's not 100% of the patients.
Okay.
The ones that are vaccinated, they're having these issues, especially with the cardiac, the blood clots, strokes, pulmonary embolisms. I talked to some nurses right here in my hospital, ICU nurse, just today. I happen to be working today. I'm on break. And she said over the course of the last, she would say 3 months, there has been a very large increase in stroke patients, a lot of patients with cardiac issues and AFibs, heart attacks, MIs, that kind of stuff, and failure to thrive. So they come in here, these terrible declines, and oh my gosh, here they are. They go on comfort chairs and go home.
Yeah.
Die.
Yep.
They don't come out of it.
Yeah. I have in front of me, again, Health Impact News just reported tragic loss of life following COVID experimental shots. 18-year-old, a 22-year-old, a journalist, all dead. 49-years-old, a woman, a Braveheart actor, dead. A 35-year-old man, dead. And, of course, we're not hearing a word about any of this. I've got you for about two more minutes, Nick. Can you go ahead and share with the people concerning the beginning of this pandemic as to how the hospital that you work at actually made another wing for all of the people that were going to come in for testing, and of course that was set up for those that would have to be treated for COVID-19. Can you share as to how it started and where we're at today?
Yeah, so they kind of just did a lot of remodeling stuff and moved some things around, had to put in negative air pressure rooms and all the ICU beds. They put up all these temporary sheetrock walls and doorways, and they were never finished, so it was just sheetrock. You know, it looked like it was just unfinished. You got a beautiful finished hospital, and you have these unfinished sheetrock walls. Well, to me, that tells me one thing. It's not permanent. So, sure enough, about 2 months ago here, they tore it all down. And they built extravagant decontamination rooms, showers, drying rooms, all this stuff, and it never got used once.
Wow. Folks, hey, Nick, I appreciate your time. I got a hard break again. You said what needed to be said. What's happening up and coming at the Capitol in the state of Minnesota?
August 28th, medical freedom protest. And if people want to start taking that first step of action, that's where they're going to have to start.
Thank you.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, or you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Okay, 1-866-582-9933. That was an RN from the state of Minnesota telling you the exact opposite what doctors are telling us all over the world, that the mainstream media is continuously censoring. Okay, that's why here at sonsoflibertyradio.com we go directly to the people. And we know what we're telling you is the truth, because if it wasn't the truth, then why is it that these liars, these criminals, friends, are Proverbs 19:9, check it out, bad guys, it's for you, okay? Proverbs 19:9. But if it wasn't true, friends, then why is it that they're censoring? Huh? How come they're not telling you about all these people that are dying? How come they're not telling you these of these statistics worldwide that I'm sharing with you even now? How come they're trying to convince you that everybody's just going along with it? No, they are not. Just the exact opposite. Oh, is there foolish people out there? There's no question about it. Someone just posted this, and I want you to hear it before I play this next video for you, on sonsoflibertymedia.com on the right side of the page, or before it's news.com, top left side of the page. If the United States saw what the United States is doing in the United States would invade the United States to liberate the United States from the tyranny of the United States. Exactly. You need to be saved from yourselves, America, because your sin is, in fact, finding you out. I want to say this again. I want to go over here. I'm just thinking of Abe Lincoln. And he, at least it's accredited to him. You know, it's interesting how the Google and the fact checkers are discrediting everything that is factual in so many different ways. Reuters, as a matter of fact, they're another propaganda outlet. Fact check. False quoted attributed to Abraham Lincoln is distortion of an 1838 speech. But is it true? America will be destroyed from the inside, not the outside. Absolutely it's true. Matter of fact, that's what this guy just got done posting on a social media platform. Listen again. If the United States saw the United States and what it is doing in the United States would invade the United States to liberate the United States from the tyranny of the United States. Let me go back. That was a post on social media platforms. Let me go back to Abe Lincoln, at least as to who it's accredited to, who said, America will never be destroyed from the outside. Absolutely not. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. These fact checkers, these propagandists, they strain at the gnat and they swallow the big, big camel. Because is it true? Oh, it's totally scriptural. It's totally scriptural. What is the end of sin? Lawlessness. 1 John 3, 4. What is that? A violation of God's moral law. Exodus 20. What's the end of violating God's moral law? You reap what you sow. Galatians 6, 7. What is it? Romans 6, 23. The end of sin is death. Is that what's happening? Yes. On purpose. Why? Because people, you don't listen the first time. You don't listen. And this is exactly why nations are judged. That's what I'm doing here. I didn't apply for this job. I don't get on the radio every day because it's a good idea and I don't have anything better to do with my time. I would have never thought in a million years that I would be doing what I'm doing right now, ever. Which shows you God's plan and purpose. And what it is to be led of the Spirit. And what it is to put your hand on the plow and look not back, friends. Because if you do, you're not fit for the kingdom of God. When you're born of the Spirit of God, you feed on the things of Christ. Period. Who is the bread of life. You don't go any other place. And when you're born and you feed of the Spirit and you're born of that Spirit, you're going to do the things of the Spirit. And then you're going to be led of the Spirit to do what? The impossible. With God, all things are possible. Gosh. Yeah, I can just hear someone, oh, there's nothing we can do about it. There it goes again. Here's another answer back. Nope, there's nothing that you want to do about it. I do. With or without you, I still believe we can do it. And I know that you prefer it being without you. Well, I can tell you right there as to what spirit you're born of, and it's not the Spirit of God. If there's no hope in your message, it is not the gospel of Jesus Christ. Period. Period. Hebrews 12:2. You guys ready for this? This one's going to make you mad. And I'm going to do my best to play it out. This is another one jumping on board. Maryland governor. Let me just say it this way. Maryland subversive, working for special interest groups, bowing the knee because he's an extorted man. He has handlers that tell him what to do and how to do it. And if you think that's out there, why don't you talk to the former governor of the state of Minnesota who was called downstairs after he won incumbency in the state of Minnesota, Jesse Ventura, as to how and why the CIA was calling a meeting with him down in the basement, where over 30 individuals that work for the CIA were there trying to intimidate the likes of a Jesse Ventura. You know, in that particular case, love him or hate him, that was just the wrong guy to try to intimidate, believe me. Can you imagine that guy getting saved? Oh, my goodness. Met him once. He read my book. He came back to one of the team members, and he said he believed half of what I said. This is what Jesse Ventura said in my book. And I said to the guy that was out there on the street, I said, yeah, I can imagine what the other half was that he didn't believe. Did it happen to be the Word of God? Yep, it was. We need to pray for guys like that because those are the kind of guys that are not going to bend the knee once they're saved. Read Acts 9 when Paul, right, was converted real quick. Oh boy, he was not talked into it, was he? Nope. What God put in Paul, no devil in hell was able to take it out of him. Nope. That's what we need in the church today. Let me go over to Maryland Governor Larry Hogan. This is in Maryland, right? And he says vaccines will be mandatory. No law. Once again, Folks, you wonder why your country's destroyed. You don't even know what the law says. You don't even know what the delegated authorities are that you bestowed upon him. You just go along with whatever the propagandists throw on you, and then you wonder why you're in the position that you're in today. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan says vaccines will be mandatory for some state employees. No, folks, at the end aim here is everybody. This isn't soft tyranny. This is tyranny. And I want you to notice and pay attention to the fact I'm going to play this out. I want you to listen to his double talk. And I'll insert my comments as we go forward if you didn't catch them. Okay? His double talk is he starts out acknowledging how many people are vaccinated. I'll let him go ahead and take it from here. Again, this is Larry Hogan, the said governor from Maryland. If this doesn't wake you up, nothing will. Here we go. This is brand new.
Marylanders who have rolled up their sleeves and gotten vaccinated. Earlier this week, the nation finally hit President Biden's July 4th goal of getting 70% of adults vaccinated.
Not true. Not true. Not true. Okay?
Here in Maryland, through our No Arm Left Behind efforts, we achieved that milestone back in May.
Well, good for you, Larry.
We're already heading toward 80% with 77.9% of adults now vaccinated. And we've vaccinated 93.4%.
You're totally making numbers up, folks. Totally making them up as they go.
Most states have seen their vaccination rates drop off over the past several weeks. Maryland has continued to sustain a daily rate of more than 11,000 shots per day. As a result,
they're just making it up as they go, folks.
We have some of the best health metrics and one of the strongest recoveries in the nation. Maryland is much better prepared than most states to withstand the very significant summer surge of the Delta variant, which the other states with low vaccination rates are now experiencing. Right now, just three states, Florida, Texas, and Louisiana, account for one-third of all the new cases.
Okay, so what they're doing right here, just so you can understand how they're playing the game again, now he's blaming Texas, he's blaming Florida, and others that are putting up under false pretenses that they're fighting against these mandates, when in fact, the truth of the matter is just the opposite. They're on the same team, Americans. They're on the same team. They just want you to get caught up in the rhetoric between the left and the right to further divide and confuse the people. Daniel 9-7.
The country. They are seeing their highest number of cases per day and their highest hospitalization levels of the entire pandemic.
Exactly. I'm going to go ahead and take a quick break. I want to answer Richard real quick. Yes, how come he has to read everything he's saying? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, Richard. That's why he has to do it, because he's just doing what his master is telling him to do. And I'm here to tell you today, I'm not doing what his master is bidding him to tell me that I'm going to do. No, I'm going to be the law, and I'm going to stand up against these tyrants. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. An Interior Department spokesperson has confirmed that 35 employees have, as of Friday, died from COVID-19. After Interior Department Secretary Deb Haaland said in a video address taped earlier in the week that 34 staffers at the agency had died from COVID-19, the department's communications director, Melissa Schwartz, wrote in a tweet Friday that one more person had died, bringing the tally to 35. Conservative cable outlet Newsmax this week sent a reporter to picket in front of Fox News over its refusal to air commercials from MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell, Salon reported.
We have a Fox News alert. We have a banned pillow salesman.
Lindell's ads were for an upcoming event scheduled for August 10th in South Dakota, where he said he would reveal new information about voter fraud in the 2020 election. This is USA Radio News. After more than 6 months of work combating the coronavirus, negotiating a bipartisan infrastructure bill, and repairing the U.S. image abroad, President Joe Biden should be heading out on vacation and a traditional August break from Washington. But with legislative work on the infrastructure bill keeping the Senate in session for a second straight weekend, and likely through next week, Biden hasn't gone far, just home to Wilmington, Delaware. The legal troubles are deepening for New York's embattled Governor Andrew Cuomo. One of his accusers has filed a criminal complaint alleging Cuomo groped her. He denies touching anyone inappropriately. On Friday, the governor's legal team tried to punch holes in the state attorney general's report that alleges Cuomo sexually harassed 11 women. Rita Glavin called the investigation unfair.
Instead of acting as independent fact finders, the investigators acted as prosecutors, judge, and jury.
This is USA Radio News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. You just heard about all of this distraction. I shared yesterday on Friday's show here that Cuomo's distraction of all these women and his sexual advancements, his gropings. You got to understand, folks, the guy's a creep. I mean, he really is a creep. Here, I'm going to just show you. I just did a Google search on him for you real quick. Truth or Fiction reported, thanks, I hate Governor Cuomo's pierced nipples. He's just a gross human being. Don't suggest to me, friends, that he is not what they say that he is. Because he is. But I'm also here to tell you that they are using this as distraction. You just heard that if he's prosecuted, he may be impeached. And then they were talking about a misdemeanor. Sexual harassment, a misdemeanor. Whoa! You want to talk about special privileges, man. They're impervious from the law that condemns the rest of us. Isn't that incredible, friends? And why did they do that? Because the American people have taken on the fact that they're above the law. No, they're not. I hope one of these women take it to him all the way through. And they don't let him off the hook. See, they're trying to get you off a par as to what Mr. de Blasio is doing right now by trying to force compliance. They don't want you paying attention to that. They're trying to get that out of the way. Though they broadcasted it, they're giving it minimal attention. Why? They want you to pay attention to Mr. Nipples over here. And I'm not being gross or weird, but this is him. This is who he is. I'm not making it up. I'm just reporting what the facts are. He's a creep. And for those that haven't figured this out yet, friends, this is modern day mob, is what it is. Oh, what did Saul say? Oh, Saul Alinsky, you come to my aid again in exposing you and your minions. You do it so often, and I thank God for the Holy Ghost. Haircuts. Hang on a second. I want to give you a quote from yours truly. And that would be Saul Alinsky, who is now where he belongs. He's the guy that said, true revolutionaries do not flaunt their radicalism. He said they cut their hair, put on suits, and infiltrate the system from within. Is that what's happening? Oh, you know it is. I don't want to divert away from our hot topic for very long here, but I do want to get back to, are you still waiting for those who created the crisis, a crisis that they cannot prove, to bring in the resolve? Folks, if you're waiting for those to fix the issues, keep in mind, history teaches us they're the ones that created the crisis and the issues in the first place. Let's keep going on here with Larry, Maryland governor, says vaccines will be mandatory. Notice the first couple minutes he's done nothing but brag on the statistics that have been created out of thin air. In fact, right, they've been created out of thin air to try to throw on the people that his state is doing so well because so many people have been vaccinated in Maryland. Oh, hang on a second. You want double talk? You're going to get it.
Thing, like wildfire in areas with lower vaccination rates. In Maryland, our very high vaccination rate is helping us contain the fire. Sadly, in some states, these are actually the darkest days of the entire pandemic.
Sadly.
While fortunately in Maryland, our hospitalizations are down 83% from their peak, and deaths are down 94%.
Notice how he's reading everything.
We have one of the lowest case rates and the lowest positivity rates in the nation. Being one of the most vaccinated states in America, and with our low metrics in comparison to the rest of the country, Marylanders should feel confident about going about our daily lives, keeping businesses open, getting even more people back to work.
I want you to remember, he said keeping businesses open. I want you to remember, friends, and I'm just getting everybody up to par. We have a lot of new listeners every week, every day. I want you to keep in mind, we've had Supreme Courts in states. We've had federal judges in Pennsylvania, California. We've had them in that of North Carolina, where these federal judges stood up and educated the American people in sharing with us that what these governors are doing by shutting down businesses are completely unconstitutional. Put that up against Judges 216 when you get a moment. Judges 216, and we are in the position that we're in today, American people, because we have good government. Okay? But we need to deal with the little leaven in the lump, or the foxes that spoil the vine, and that's what's happening here. So just keep in mind, he doesn't have the authority to shut down anybody's business. And notice what they did, again, for the new listeners, notice that when they attacked businesses unconstitutionally, over 155,000 businesses shut down, 60% of which will never open again. It was our government that went and shut them down. But I want to say this in perspective. It was the American people and the 60% of those businesses that allowed them to shut down their businesses when, in fact, they never had the lawful right to do it in the first place. Also keep in mind, what these governors are doing is driving, as they're shutting down small businesses, they're driving you to their corporate buddies. Because they know that their corporate buddies will do their biddings for them because of all the illegal tax breaks that they get, number one. And number two, keep in mind, the fruit of that is 27% billionaires in the United States of America and globally since this pandemic has come abroad have increased their wealth. billionaires worldwide have increased their wealth 27%. So you tell me who these people are working for. You tell me who they're working for. Let's go on here.
It's back to school. We are, however, very concerned about this new Delta variant and an increase in...
The Delta variant, as our friend Nick shared with us, is an adverse side effect concerning those that have received these experimental vaccinations. Remember, the coronavirus narrative failed. This one's failing, too. This is why they're becoming desperate.
Infections among the unvaccinated.
He's lying.
Look, there's an incredible amount of misinformation, confusion, frustration, and fear out there right now. But from day one of this pandemic, I have followed the science, stuck to the facts and the data, and have always given it to you straight.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what we will continue to do.
Yeah, you sure will.
So here are the facts as we know them. The Delta variant is, without question, far more serious than the original COVID-19.
Of course it is.
In fact, it is 2 to 4 times more contagious than the original virus or any variant that we've previously had.
And if that were true, who's responsible for that Delta variant? They are, and the people that submitted to them that are acting in an unconstitutional fashion. Okay? I want you to understand that, folks. Okay? Until you get this in your head that you must be educated or you're going to lose your freedoms, this is going to go on. I'm going to go on here with Larry Hogan,
sequencing
governor
program
from Maryland,
that we established in the spring with tests for these variants at a level much higher than the national average. We know that right now the Delta variant accounts for nearly 100% of the new cases currently being sequenced in Maryland, and it accounts for 93% of all the cases nationwide. We also understand that it may cause more severe illness than the earlier variants.
We fear the
Delta variant very seriously.
After
consulting
with our
team of public health experts, and consistent with our science-driven and data-based approach, today we are instituting new vaccination requirements for state.
Oh my goodness! Is anybody paying attention to this? I did this yesterday in part. He just got done telling us about all these statistics that they've created out of thin air to isolate and to polarize the non-vaccinated, because that's what this is. He just told you all the percentage of the people in his state that got vaccinated. If that was true, my friends, then why does he have to mandate and take forced compliance measures against the people of his state? I want to tell you why. Because they haven't been vaccinated the way they want you to believe that the majority of the people have. Yesterday, our friend Nick, when he jumped on the radio, you know, our friend, the RN that we just had on a couple moments that told you everything you're hearing from the mainstream media, the opposite is true. Everything that you're hearing from these propagandists and these useful idiots that don't understand that they're being used for a greater purpose until they don't need them anymore, right? Remember how he told us everything they're saying the opposite is true? Well, here we are. They're doing it and they're saying it. Hey, folks, why does he have to force compliance if everybody in such a high number has already been vaccinated? Remember how this started? You know, just wear a mask for a week until we can get this curve going to stop this whole coronavirus. Yep. And then what did it go to, friends? You gave them an inch and they took you a mile. Let's go back to Maryland Governor Larry Hogan and show you what tyranny looks like, because he goes on. He's taking now forced compliance measures against those that have already been vaccinated, apparently. Apparently he thinks we're too stupid to think this through, but the fact of the matter is we're not. We're not.
State employees who work in congregate settings dealing with our most vulnerable citizens.
Slowly but surely, incrementally.
This includes state employees in 48 different facilities.
Okay, 48. He's talking about now attacking his state employees. We're going to come right back to this. I'm going to keep playing it out, friends, because it gets better. And I want to tell you what, It's interesting, all those people that have been vaccinated, though he wants you to believe it, listen to what he says at the very end. I'm not going to tell you that. You're going to have to check it out. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
We support Sons of Liberty as a family because they speak truth in the state that is riddled with misinformation. Bradley Dean reminds those who should know better and educates those who have yet to learn, especially the young people in our public schools. We enthusiastically support Sons of Liberty as a light bearer to the truth as they battle extreme ignorance in the information age.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Listen, really quick, I'm seeing a lot of chatter going on in live chat, top chat, and it's great, and I appreciate it. But I noticed, too, people are talking about how I'm saved and this, that, and the other thing. You know, the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 13:5 that we're to examine ourselves to see whether we be in the faith or not. Charles Spurgeon rightly said, you know, those that are rest assured in the fact that they're saved, he goes, you can rest assured they're not. The fact of the matter is the Holy Ghost bears witness to that. And I want to tell you how you weigh that out, how you measure that out. You measure that out by the fruit of their ministry. Let me ask you the first question. What have you been saved from? Well, Jesus came into the world to save his people from their sins, Matthew 1:21. Most people start there or stop there at the starting line. Here's the next question. This is what verifies if you're saved or you're not. And you're not justified by works, friends, but they do justify you in the sight of God in faith. Read James 2:14 through 26. What have you been justified, or I'm sorry, what have you been saved for? Most people stop at, well, I've been saved, I'm saved, I'm saved. Yeah, but what have you been saved for? Because if you don't get to the four, you better ask yourself the question where the Holy Ghost is. And keep in mind, the Holy Ghost is given unto those that obey. The Holy Ghost is given unto those that obey, right? And I'm going over to Acts 5 right now, and I just want to give it to you exactly as to how it comes. We are witnesses of these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey Him. We're justified by, friends, by what? By what we do. We're justified by faith. And that's how we're justified in the sight of God in the book of James. And that's what considers us to be the friend of God. Because we believed Him and we took Him at His word and we believed and act accordingly. Okay? Deeds, not words. Don't fool yourself into believing you're heaven bound when in fact it may be not the case. Ask the Holy Ghost to bear witness to the truth of your salvation on a daily basis. And the Bible says we are to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. That is constantly, friends. That is continuous. And if you have some guy telling you that you're saved and you're going to heaven, ask him to show you in the Word of God where it's his job to do that, because it is not there in the Word of God. That is the job of the Holy Ghost. Okay? And you're to find your faith in Him, not in the words of a man that doesn't know his left hand from his right hand, nor does he know Scripture, the very Scripture. He's actually supposed to be a written epistle for all men to read. And in many cases, those guys have no idea. They have a head knowledge of the Word of God, but they don't have a heart experience with the Lord. Okay? Just putting it into perspective, that's all. Nothing more, nothing less. Let's get back over to this, because it gets worse. And I'm talking about Maryland Governor Larry Hogan. And folks, this is just the beginning. If you don't put this to a stop, and you can rest assured it's going to come to your front door, what they're doing right now is ostracizing. They're singling people out. And I'm here to, again, tell you, if you have anything in the contrary, to tell everybody that's listening right now, 153 cities or 53 countries, in contrast to what I'm saying right now as to the fact that he may have a right to do that, I'm asking you to make a reference to the law so you can correct me in front of everybody. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Let's listen to the rest of this guy.
Health and facilities of the Department of Juvenile Services,
wow.
The Department of Public Safety and Correctional Services,
yep, all for your safety,
and the Department of Veterans Affairs. The state employees who work in these congregate settings will be required to show proof of vaccination.
Listen to the word, a proof of vaccination. Do you see, friends? Do you see what he's doing here? It's a wordplay. Required is not law. Just so you know, it's not law. He's doing everything but making reference to the law to implement the unlawful. Okay? I'm going to keep going.
To do so, they will be required to adhere.
See
to
the wordplay? Required.
Face covering requirements.
Not law.
And will be required to submit to regular ongoing.
Required to wear a mask that the manufacturer says does not prevent disease.
COVID testing.
It's all compliance.
These protocols will take effect as of September 1st. By which date they will need to have received their first vaccine. Anyone attempting to provide false proof of vaccination,
they need to be sued, to say the least. They need to be thrown in jail. This is a global conspiracy, friends.
Our most vulnerable citizens.
Uh-huh.
The state will.
No, wait. The most vulnerable citizens. Aren't they talking about the unborn in the womb that they've sanctioned the murder of? Folks, are you thinking? Right? Again, as I said earlier, are these the people trying to disarm you? Yes, they are. These are the ones that said, go ahead and kill a baby at will. That's who these people are.
It's our own employees who are working in congregate facilities. But today we are also strongly urging the private operators of the state's 227 nursing homes to institute similar vaccination requirements for their employees.
That's crazy.
Just as the state's major hospital systems have.
Wait, if you're just joining us, I just got to say this again. You can say, Bradley, you're bothering me by jumping in and jumping out. Listen, I have to. I'm just the conscience of America right now. He just got done telling us how everybody was vaccinated in his state. For the most part. Of course he made it up. If that was true, what begs the question, then why is he, as he said, requiring people get vaccinated? See, they're creating the problem. You want and you expect someone to fix the problems that you don't realize are the ones that have created and manufactured and engineered the problems.
While our data does not show infections among nursing home residents increasing, we are seeing an uptick in unvaccinated staff member infections, which was a consistent source of the earlier outbreaks among nursing home residents.
These are some evil men, is what they are.
Deaths. The Maryland Department of Health will consider taking further actions if necessary. Since May, when our mask mandate was lifted, the Maryland Department of Health has strongly recommended that unvaccinated individuals wear a face covering in indoor settings and situations where physical distancing cannot be maintained. And this continues to be the strong recommendation. Businesses and other workplaces across the state are able to set their own policies to protect public health.
Policies undermine the Constitution, not the other way around.
Support their ability to make those decisions. The state is not...
I need to emphasize that. Policy follows law. Law does not follow policy. He keeps making reference now to policy. It's not law. It counters law. Okay?
Any new restrictions or mandates at this time.
Okay, so what we're going to do is I'm just going to go ahead and play this out really quick. And I'm on social media platforms, but it is bringing us right back to them. Listen again. Hopefully this is the last segment.
I will not be able to eradicate the threat of the virus.
Oh, not nothing. Hey, folks, do you hear this? Everything that they did at first, now none of it works. Didn't you know that when you're dealing with the lawless, there is no limits? They'll never stop until the people stop them. That's what makes them tyrants. Okay?
The purpose of those mitigation measures last year, when there was no vaccine or any kind of widespread testing. And
well, the best part is yet to come.
Was to save lives and to keep hospitals from overflowing.
Save lives, yeah.
And to give our health care system time to expand capacity and to adapt.
And they're the responsible party for how
Since
many deaths, friends?
Since the beginning of this pandemic, I have repeatedly stated that our primary goal was preventing hospitalizations and death.
Yeah.
And that continues to be our focus.
Anybody buying this?
Now, while hospitals in some less vaccinated states are peaking and at capacity, Maryland is not near any of the three.
No, of course not. That's why he's forcing compliance. Right.
We remain at very low
levels. We're with you. Oh, yeah.
Hospitalizations and well within our capacities. There is nothing.
You're under attack, America.
It's saving lives.
This is the beginning.
And keeping people out of the hospital.
It's going to keep going until you put a stop to it.
Then the vaccines, which are doing
exactly. I mean, just like a bunch of robots. Vaccines.
Which is preventing
serious illness. Put that up against Leviticus 17:11.
Hospitalizations and death.
Okay, now listen to what he says in
end. If you are among the nearly 78% of Maryland adults who have been vaccinated, your chances of getting sick and hospitalized are extremely low.
He's lying. Just the opposite.
And your chances of dying are almost non-existent. Less than 0.01% of those fully vaccinated in Maryland have been hospitalized.
Ooh.
And less than 0.001 of those fully vaccinated in Maryland have died, which means 99.99% of those fully vaccinated
that he's using?
Have remained free of serious illness. Look, I don't care
let this play
what
out.
Misinformation
yep.
or conspiracy theories
Here it
that
comes.
You have heard.
Uh-huh.
The plain and simple fact is that these vaccines are working.
Uh-huh. They
if you're
sure are.
Still unsure about the vaccines. Here is the important fact for you to consider. Nearly every single person hospitalized or dying with COVID-19 in Maryland right now.
Keep it down, GCN. Just let it play out, please.
Those of you who refuse to get vaccinated at this point are willfully and unnecessarily putting yourself and others.
He blamed the unvaccinated and he said, just get the D shot, friends. You better wake up.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.